your host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Welcome, everybody, to the Resilient Minds Podcast. I'm sitting here with an amazing friend, superhuman hero, Mr. Doctor, my apologies, Ken Vu. How are you, brother?
Woo! Good to be here. Good to be on the Resilient Minds Podcast.
Brother, it's amazing to have you. I'm excited, and I really want to, like, really touch base to some of the brilliance that's been put out into the world by you. And for those of you that don't know Dr. Ken Vu is a concierge performance and longevity physician specializing in human optimization and regenerative medicine. He's a media expert and an author. He envisions a world full of healthy humans who are fully contributing their gifts to humanity with vibrant health and vitality. His vision is simple. It not only stems from the miraculous recoveries he's witnessed himself as a physician, but from overcoming his own chronic disease himself. Dr. Vu has dedicated his life to helping people reclaim their health and to create laughter along the way. Who doesn't want enough laughter? He wants people to escape these deadly traps that keep so many people unhealthy, unhappy, and ultimately unfulfilled. He believes radical health and wellness is a choice available to us all. Thanks to the beliefs as a doctor and a human, Dr. Vu created his own unique hero prescription. It's a four-step process designed to help high-achieving men become the king in the boardroom and the bedroom. Yeah. During 14 years of medical experience, he's diagnosed and treated over 50,000 patients, you know, always giving them the best option for their lives. And right now, he's developing his Thrive State Performance Program, where anyone can get the step-by-step action steps, plan how to optimize each of your bioenergetic elements and unleash your true superpowers and become the hero you're destined to be. So in this journey, he's discovered one of the most important lessons is health is a personal discovery process. Brother, I'm super pumped. I'm excited. Some epic stuff going on in your life, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. Love the introduction. Thank you for that warm introduction. Certainly, I've had my share of life experiences. And I think it's really a testament of who we are as human beings, because we bring our experience, we bring everything that we think are our trials and tribulations, but they become our gifts, and then we get to share those with others.
I love it, brother. And I think that that's been such a key determinant, even here on the Resilient Minds Podcast. You know, I'm always interviewing, you know, great individuals that are doing tremendous things like yourself, I'm always asking them, and the common denominator is, like, you know, what's the experience? What's the experience that we've all been through, and how has it contributed to your big why, your big purpose? So, you know, we touched a little bit upon like some of the chronic disease or issues you've had in the past, but maybe you can even boil it down to maybe some of these key instances that have really been the X factor that have contributed to your why, your big purpose. So maybe a defining moment or a couple of them that allowed you to realize, wow, I really need to step it up. I need to create this hero mechanism, this hero method for people that need it to become their own superhero.
Yeah, I would probably say a defining moment was probably about 4 years ago. You know, everybody would look into my outside life and think that I've achieved this thing called success that everybody is striving after. I was the chief of interventional radiology at my hospital. I was making a very lucrative salary, bought a very fancy house that had beautiful views of the Hollywood sign and the observatory. I got my fancy car. I was in a relationship. Check, 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 check. Everything was lined up in terms of the resume that I should have had to give me ultimate success and fulfillment. And while my bank account and all that made me feel like, oh, there was a mark of success, like, I would look myself in front of the mirror and say, man, is this it? How come I'm still not feeling that happiness? And it was also around that time, and there's no coincidence, and a lot of my clients go through the same thing, but they've achieved this thing called success. But a lot of them, you know, there's a quote from the Dalai Lama. He he was asked by a reporter or so, this is the story. A reporter asked him what he found most interesting about humanity. And he said, man, because he would sacrifice his money. No, sorry. He would sacrifice his health in order to make money and then sacrifice his money to recuperate his health. And so many people I know have chased this thing called success. They're not aligned with why they're here on this planet. They have all the stresses and they built up some poor habits along the way that they found myself like me 4 years ago. I was overweight. Call a spade. I was fat, diabetic. I had high blood pressure. I was on prescription medicines. And I said, man, I am right now starting to get early chronic disease, you know, a lot of which I was treating as a doctor. I was treating end stage chronic disease with the procedures I was doing. And that was a really huge call from the universe saying, Kien, are you really doing what you're meant to be doing? Because your body is telling you something's off right now. And that's when I started to make changes. And that's when I dove more into personal development, more into spirituality, more into anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and recognized that we as doctors in America, having that MD, we never really learned what true health was or to stay healthy. And once I discovered that, I not only changed myself, but I put together a methodology to help so many clients, not even just prevent themselves from getting chronic disease, but to perform better mentally, physically, emotionally, so they could show up as their full self, as they show up as to their huge why, as to why they're here on this planet. But it was really that moment 4 years ago of being sick, being a doctor with chronic disease, and realizing that everything that I was living my life for was not really aligned with who I was.
Wow. And it's those whys that you realize that misalignment, that was where you needed to kind of step outside. And I know for myself, you know, why I do what I do is because like of the experience that I've been through life, that those ebb and flow of lives, and you realize, holy cow, if I can push through this, how can I show someone else what's possible? Because now you've kind of discovered like this, unlocked this key, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know that sounds so resonant in what you're sharing is like, you've just been through this dynamic and profound journey to evolve into your future self. So what really changed in this belief system as you grew, and do you still now believe in this?
Can you ask that question again in terms of the belief system?
Yeah. So what changed? What was the change in your belief system? And obviously as the years kind of progressed, do you still believe in those same things, or maybe it's evolved even further?
Yeah. Well, I constantly think we are evolving moment to moment to moment. It's all those moments that we get to evolve. And as we evolve, we get to help different people because we go through different things. So one of the things I want to tell your audience out there is whatever you're struggling with, whatever the challenge is, that thing there is your gift. It's given to you for you to be able to get past. And as you get past it, as you become the person that has got past it, you now have that treasure you can share with somebody else who's going through the same thing. I got to say this, and you know, many people don't know this about my story. They think, okay, I'm here as this doctor, but you know, I was born in Vietnam after the Vietnam War. And I left there as a boat refugee. So I was living on a boat for 8 months and I was the only infant to survive. I got dysentery and I was this floppy baby. My dad thought he was gonna lose me. And I was in a refugee camp for another 3 months before we were sponsored to America. So we grew up very poor. And I mentioned this because of the following. Some people are very grateful, which is the reaction that we probably should have, but you know, I certainly didn't. You know, I grew up feeling like I'm this immigrant, you know, in this country. My parents don't speak English. My parents aren't cooking the right foods. You know, I had this feeling of unworthiness. I had this feeling of not being enough. And I don't know about you, but a lot of my clients tell me they have very similar stories that, especially for men, we feel like in order to feel that worthiness, we have to have success. So we're chasing success. And the problem is nobody defines success for themselves in the very, very beginning and chase what other people define as success. And a lot of people is just a number in the bank account or the amount of stuff you have. But as you're chasing that, if it's not aligned with who you are, it's not the things. The bank account's not bad. The cars aren't bad. But if you're chasing that, not being aligned with who you are, energetically, and we'll get into this in a second, energetically, you're giving stress to your cells. And ultimately, the stress to your cells will cause chronic disease and will make you not perform. Then you don't end up living a long time. The cool thing is this, and my belief system is this, once we come aligned to who we are, we will start feeling better. We'll start taking the habits more aligned with our actions. And not only will you reverse disease, but you'll put yourself in a state of performance that it's like your body is giving you abundant health. It's giving you performance. It's giving you how you show up in your world when you're like, hell yeah, I am who I am. I'm here serving why I'm meant to be here. It's gifting you when you realize your purpose and you're out there, you're acting and you're serving.
Wow, bro, I honestly, when you talked about like that distinction of really, the thing that comes to me is like vibration precedes manifestation. It's like being in that vibration where you're actually adding tremendous value to the universe, being in the vibration of service, being in the vibration of offering support, really then it comes back to you tenfold. And I find so many people that, you know, that always come on the show. I get so blessed because I get to speak to all you amazing individuals, and you guys just are like giving and you guys are pouring into people. And, you know, I find that the common denominator is, you know, really sharing abundance with the world and feeling like abundant consistently. So is that come from like a state of what, you know, you talk about thrive state a lot, yeah, right? Like thrive state, peak performance. So where does that abundance come from? And is it in any relation to this component of thrive state?
100%. Okay. So we use the word vibration. A lot of people use the word vibration, particularly in the personal development world. And we're like, okay, it sounds a little woo woo, but I'm a medical doctor, and my upcoming book, Thrive State, is really about those vibrations, but I break it down biochemically. Yeah. Every single energy, okay? Our body constantly feeds off of lots of different amount of energy. The energy that comes in from light, from sound, and all those gets translated into biochemical molecules. So it'll turn into hormones, it'll turn into growth factors, all right? So all those vibrations actually have a biochemical signature, and then that affects your cells. So check this out. When you're in a beautiful state, when you're feeling like you're in a powerful state, you move different, you talk different, how you show up in the world is different. The very things happen when it comes to longevity, performance, and all that stuff. Why do you live long? Why do you move so much better? Why physically, your health, your body? You're made up of little tiny cells. All right. So when your cells live a long time and when your cells are optimized and they perform well, that's when you perform well. And that's when you have longevity. So what is the state of our cells? Our cells are also in what I call a bioenergetic state. And there are seven bioenergetic elements that I've sifted through all the research that actually determines the bioenergetic state of your cells. And if you can master those things with your consciousness, if you know who you are, if you know the vision of your life and you choose to act, you sleep well, you eat well, you exercise, you're really managing your emotions. You're aware of your thoughts and your mindset. You're developing good relationships. And finally, we'll get into this deeper if you'd like, having that sense of purpose. All those have energies that actually affect the energetic field of our cells. And that will either tell our cells, you're going to go and get a chronic disease, or no, you're going to go into the thrive state, which is all about longevity and performance.
I love it. So describe, like, because this is really fascinating to me. And I think that this is, you know, I'm certain that there's a lot of like people that are listening, like, whoa, I'm curious, or whoa, I'd love to know more, or whoa, I'd love to understand what's this? How do I turn it? How do I become a hero? So maybe you can describe the process of what, here the hero perspective of, like, you know, how do I become my own greatest superhero? Or if anybody's listening, what is, you know, what does that look like? Or what does it sound like? What does that feel like? What does that emphasize into to really becoming my own superhero today? Or if somebody's just starting and they're like, I don't even know where to go or what to do, or, you know, poor me syndrome, being a victim, right?
All right. So a few questions in there. We'll tackle them one at a time. So I think you mentioned, what is this hero methodology? What did I put myself through, right? Number one, the fuel that gives us, you know, that we need in our life for almost anything is hunger. You know, so for many of my clients who are men who are out, you know, achieving success, they got their why. And their why is, I think, just like me, there's that pain point of potentially not feeling like you're enough and chasing this thing. But we have to swap out that why, because a lot of people at this point who have come to me, they're tired, they're overweight, they don't have enough sex drive, they're just feeling like they can be more and feel more, and they're just not feeling it in their body. Now, they need to know why they need to change. What are their leverage points, right? Is it their family? Is it children? Is it just how they want to show up in the world, right? They need to know that. So number one, you need to have that hunger. If you don't have that hunger, you're not going to change. So people in my program, I put them in touch. I see why they want to change, but you need to have that big why. That's the H part. The E part is energy. Energy goes through my 7 bioenergetic elements. You need to master this thing. If you can master your 7 bioenergetic elements, 90%, you're going to save yourself 90% chance of getting a chronic disease. And you also put yourself in the best chance to be performing at the best in your life. But you have to master those bioenergetic elements. R is for reclamation. All right. You've got, you know, where they are today is somebody who's just got lots of different bad habits that they just weren't conscious and aware of. And they picked up these habits and they might have, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes, or you're just not feeling well. But all we need to do is reclaim the person that has energy, reclaim the person that has the highest level of health in our life, and reclaim why we're here on this planet. All right. And then feel that inside. That's the R part. When you can reclaim that and you have the blueprint from the energy part, boy, a lot of people transform right there. And personally, for me, as a medical doctor who has done an anti-aging fellowship in regenerative medicine, there are some new things, some new tricks up my sleeve, right, with supplements, with peptides that get you optimized. Because some people, very few people, will go through that process of, you know, getting their bioenergetic blueprint. They're doing all their lifestyle choices right, but they just want that little extra boost. You know, maybe we need to optimize our hormones a little bit. Maybe we need to optimize their nutrients a little bit. Maybe we need to put them on these very safe peptides that are out there. That's the optimized part. And that's really what a doctor can do to help. But I believe so many people can just take the lifestyle choices and master that blueprint. All right. And you can get into that next performance level on themselves. I tell people this, no doctor be your hero. You've got to be your hero, because it's going to be you that's your best medicine. Oh, wow, and the last part, you said, where do I start? Number one, listening to a podcast like this helps. Having a blueprint helps. All right. And once you have that blueprint, the best way to start, I would probably say, is this. The best way to start is, once you've got a blueprint, once you've got that next step, or you've written down 3 or 4 steps, don't look at the big picture, like that long road. Choose the easiest thing for you to do. Is it to ditch sugar? Is it to sleep more? Is it just to do 5 push-ups? All right? Because the first step, the easiest step that you could take, there's very little activation energy, and it's all about stacking habits, things that you do over and over and over again. And as you stack these small habits in those 7 areas, that's when you transform your life.
And bro, this is something that just, it's magic, because I think so many people, sometimes they think that they need to know how they get to the end result rather than just that one next step. So I think that that's super valuable, you know, when you emphasize, you know, how important that is. So thank you for really nailing that in, because that what a method. Like, you know, you really created something powerful, bro. And I just want to say, the way that it's like, even like, who doesn't want to become their own superhero? Really? Like, and you have a step-by-step process of creating that, bro. So I just want to say, you know, amazing to you, bro. Like, you're absolutely crushing it. And like, any man that's out there, you know, tell me about this, you know, like superhero boardroom and bedroom. Like, I'm super excited about it. I want to know more. And you know, at the end of the day, like, this is, I think, very common. And the fact that you're a doctor that also is talking about it needs to be discussed, because I think there's a lot of men, masculine men, men in general, that, you know, feel insecure about that discussion. And I think that it's really brilliant that you're willing to come out with this type of, like, really message that we can really help, that you can really help, you know, people get to that stage. So maybe let's discuss that a little bit, and what really, you know, what, you know, where did you get this idea, and how important is that to you?
Yeah, well, a couple of things to unpack there. You mentioned kind of, you know, who wouldn't want to be their own superhero and all that. One thing I've discovered is this: we were born superheroes.
Yeah.
I mean, we beat out, you know, this is men and women, all right? There's a reason why we were born. There was a reason why we beat out, you know, the millions and millions. We are, you know, placed into this planet, right? And there's already greatness that's encoded in our genes. When we talk later, when we talk about purpose, purpose is really about doing the things that make you happy, that light you up, and then serving others with it. It's very simple. You know, it's not some grand thing. So number one, I want to let people know that they are already enough. All right. We just happen to pick up some things along the way. We happen to pick up some bad programming along the way that puts you misaligned with who you are. And if you carry that life being misaligned with who you are, you start to pick up some bad habits. All right. And those bad habits will then put you in a low bioenergetic state. And, you know, and I created this program. I mean, this wasn't a program when I went through it myself, but 4 years ago, I was realizing, wow, I am really hustling. I'm not really happy. I'm stressed out all the time. And then it showed in how I showed up in the world. You know, I had a little bit of confidence about me, but that confidence was fake. That wasn't a real confidence. I needed my bank account to show me that confidence, right? But, you know, I was tired. I wasn't sleeping very well, and I just needed a lot of, you know, additional things. You know, at that time, maybe it was going out and maybe drinking too much. And there was all these external factors that I used to kind of appease this sort of underlying pain inside. And a lot of men don't talk about that. A lot of men is like, hey, I got to look a certain way. The bank account's got to look a certain way. And I find so many people that get to that point, get to the place where they're unhappy, but physically they're not doing very well. And weight is a big issue that comes on, just being stressed out and not emotionally feeling good, not emotionally feeling that like the king. And then it also translates to the bedroom too. You don't have enough energy. And what I've noticed is this: we have to be really conscious about the belief systems of why we got to where we were, and have a big awareness of, wow, I used to believe that success looked like this, and it's costed me this in my life, and having that awareness, and then slowly taking on the habits and the new belief systems that are more empowering, and just changing how you do life just a little bit with your sleep, a little bit with how you eat, a little bit with just checking in with your emotions. Am I really angry and stressed out, or can I start to forgive? Can I start to spend more time in emotions like love and gratitude, right? Once we become aware of all these things, we start to notice that our emotions start to shift, and emotions are really the gold. If we could shift that energy, we're telling ourselves that we are not in a stress state. When we shift those energies, we're telling ourselves we are now in the thrive state. You'll start to feel a lot better. And not only will that get you to pump more iron in the gym, you're more focused at work, but hey, it also translates in the bedroom. And the cool thing is also, science is also caught up in such a way that when we put people on the right supplements, and when we put people on these new anti-aging peptides, you know, all that work becomes a little bit easier. And so many people are loving the program because of that.
I love it, man. And you know, it seems like there's, you know, like you have all this, like, obviously, you know, tremendous value and integrity in the way that you show up
in your work, in, you know, in the way that you, you speak to this and how you really support people, you know, what is it that, you know, is something that you found that because of these values have allowed you to really co-create or connect even more consciously with this mission passionately? Because I think that sometimes when we are in those values and we drop into those values, it really starts to drive us even more. And for me, that's been something that has been a key distinction of like that drive, like you said, the hunger, right? Yeah. Fascinating. Yeah. And dropping into those values, like what is it about that kind of essence that continues to kind of push you to the next stage in every development and evolution that you continue to be on?
Yeah, well, I noticed that as I start to evolve, you know, and I think here's the other process that, that you noted earlier. This is all a discovery process. You know, I don't claim to be a guru that, that has, you know, all the answers. I just know that I've got my own health discovery process. I do have years of medical school training. I've got residency training. I've got additional training beyond that. I've gone through my own life experience of having chronic disease myself. I could only say that I've been on a path, you know, and other people just might be a few steps ahead. And it's a constant evolution and a constant discovery of like, oh, I'm hitting this roadblock right now. I'm feeling this way. Oh, now I could step back and take a look at what I'm struggling with. And I get to see something new. And as I'm evolving, that's what I'm beginning to see, that I don't have the answers right away, but the more I get this, the more I evolve, the more I could say, I'm more in touch with feeling good. I'm following the path that makes me feel good. And honestly, as I feel good, I've got so much more to give. That energy of feeling good and doing what I love, I've got more energy to feel good. Then they start feeling good. And then as you serve it, as other people feel good, you'll notice that the energy starts to stack around you, right? And when you feel that momentum of energy spread, oh my God, that is like rocket fuel. So yeah. That's what I've noticed. I noticed that as people just become more aligned with who they are themselves, they'll really feel and how they show up in the world, they're going to affect others and help them shift. And what inspires me most is I start to see this happening, and we start to see this ripple effect of people really coming, you know, imagine a world where we're all the Avengers, which we are. You know, some people just don't know that yet, but we're all the Avengers and everybody's sharing their gifts. My God, you know, what would the world be like, and what will humanity be like? It's going to be beautiful. We're not quite there, but I think all the challenges that we do see in the world right now, it's really, like I said, our gift to be able to overcome that and to become a better version of who we are.
Mm, I love it, man. And it's the truth. And we always, it's like, it's who we become in the goal of that, right? It's the person that we become in order to, while we're attaining the goal, right? So
yeah,
bro, you've given us such a path to success. What would you say is one reason why people fail?
The one reason why people fail is they don't necessarily stop and really choose. And this is why I say that. You know, people fail because they don't take consistent, tiny action to build new habits. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a big activation energy. Our thoughts, our actions, and our emotions. I'm going to break it down by science now. All right. By science, our thoughts, emotions, and actions, all that is a neural network. All right. It's a neural network that has us think, behave, and feel a certain way. And we picked up some things along the way that are disempowering, all right? We picked up some different thoughts that we keep thinking over and over again. The way we react to things, it's a neural pattern. It goes into our brain and we start to feel things over and over again. And we start to take the same actions. And because those are laid down in our nervous system, they're hard to change. So sometimes we have the thought that we want to change, but our body doesn't feel a certain way. And the reason for that is that we have built up these neural networks that don't lead us to think, feel, and act the way we want. But here's the real power. The real power is, number one, breaking it down, knowing that there is a biological anatomy of why you feel that way, and that it's okay to feel that way. That change, although it's simple, is hard because of those networks. So what do we do? What do we do? Because before, and here is the quote from Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl, when he was going through like seeing his family members die of being starved to death, he says, between stimulus and response, there's a space. And in that space is our power to choose a response. And in our, so we've got all these neural networks and we're thinking, we see a chocolate cake over there. Oh my God, oh, I want to get that chocolate cake, right? Stimulus response. But if you could stop and go, you take 10 deep breaths, you create space, take 10 deep breaths, and you do, and you act in that space, ACT. Mm-hmm. You have awareness, oh, I really want that chocolate cake. I'm gonna breathe into it. Okay, I know having that chocolate cake is back. Then C is choose. Choose the intention. Who do you wanna be? I wanna be the healthiest version of myself. I don't want a poison to come into my body right now. I want to choose a higher part of myself. All right, so you've created space and now you get to choose. And T is take action. You do something different. For that chocolate cake perspective, now I've got sparkling water. Anytime I want to reach for some bad habit, I replace it with something new, all right? And then over time, as you create a new action, do something new, that creates a new habit. And so now you start to rewire all those bad programs of how you used to think, feel, and act into a new set of action. So that's why people fail. People fail because they're fighting against their old regime and their old networking. And that's hard to do. But if you can have a coach like myself, if you have a community, such as a lot of people, you know, in my group programs, these high achieving men, to hold you to account. The problem is when you do it yourself, the willpower, that's only a certain finite amount of gas. You need more than that. You need to create a structure. You need to create an environment of community to change. But if you can do that, once you start laying down new habits, that's when transformation happens. And the more habits you lay down, the faster it's going to get to where you want to go.
Amazing. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, the hero doctor, Mr. Kien. I love it. Thank you, doctor. Honestly, bro, I want to before we get off, I want to really, if anybody wants to find out more about you, about the Thrive State program, about the HERO methodology, how can they reach out to you? How can they connect with you? How can they find out more information?
Okay, great. My website is kienvumd.com. That's kienvumd.com. I'm also on Instagram, same thing, at KienVuMD. You can find me online. There's some contact information form. You could reach out. You could either DM me or shoot out a apply right now when you're on my website. But it's a great way to connect. And I look forward to connecting to your audience a little bit more.
Absolutely, bro. And I'll make sure I have everything in the show notes, guys. So make sure that you guys check them out. And go follow, because the energy, the intention, the value that Kien gives out on Instagram is amazing. And he's always there giving, pouring into his audience and just offering so much value. He's been all over, you know, the media, you know, on TV, and, you know, this guy's, you know, just an up and coming celebrity doctor. It's amazing to have, you know, you in such close proximity, brother. So I just want to also touch last thing. You know, I always ask everybody this question because this is so important to me. And I always think this is just like amazing to know. If you had 3 days left to live, my brother, what would you do?
3 days left to live. I would hold my mother. I would hold my father. I would hold my partner. I would just hold them and tell them how much I love them and say thank you. Amazing. For blessing me with such an amazing life.
Dude, bless you, bro. You're amazing, dude. Any last final words? Anything else you just want to kind of like offer? Any insights?
Eric, you're amazing. Your audience is amazing. I want everybody to know this. You are your best medicine. Once you kind of drop in and you know who you are and you just serve you, boy, that's all you need. So I want to empower everybody out there. you guys have the key to your own performance and longevity. I'm here to help and serve however best I can. Bless you, bless your audience. It was so much fun to be on the show today.
Bless you, bro. I appreciate you. Much love. We'll chat soon, my brother.
All right. Bye-bye.